This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk to State Representative Joanne Stair of the 107th Legislative District, representing parts of the coal regions in Northumberland and Schuylkill counties. We thank her for taking some time out today to share the latest on Harrisburg and legislative updates with our listeners, and also just to talk about her first few months in the office. Thanks for joining us, Representative Stair. Let's talk about those first few months in office. Was there quite a learning curve to be experienced for you?
Being new, you know, to the House and being in the minority, which is new to the other House members, it's been quite a trial and error. We're not getting a whole lot done down there, and we didn't expect it to. I think what my most important endeavors will be from here moving forward is, you know, working with the constituents in my area and making sure things are going smoothly for them as well.
A legislator can push for big changes, but the part I always think we forget about is the fact that it's really a connection for the citizen to their government.
Correct. I represent the 107th, and that whether it be Democrat or Republican, I have to keep that in mind. I'm very more on the conservative leaning Republican side, but certainly I need to keep in mind that I also represent the Democrat population, and so I try to keep that in mind when I'm voting on the House floor, like what's the best for my particular district.
Let's talk about that state budget.
Well, there were promises and that were not kept. We had the bill Governor Shapiro had promised to pass for some of the poorest schools in the state, and there's a lot of kids that would qualify for that to get a voucher. We were kind of disappointed when he pulled that and said he would not sign that. He kind of caved to the unions, the teachers' unions, when it came to that, which is unfortunate because 33% of the 88 schools that would have benefited from this voucher have zero competency in math and English, and that's kind of sad. We're very fortunate with our brick-and-mortar school districts that we have in our surrounding areas. I couldn't be more proud of all of them. And of course, we want to support that, but there are children in districts where they have to be afraid to go to school. They don't have proper bathrooms to go to school. They don't have proper kitchens to even offer them meals. Some of these kids are in fear of their lives. It's not what we see in our complete district. We were very disappointed that Josh Shapiro decided to back out on and cave to the teachers' unions with a $100 million scholarship plan.
What was the governor's explanation?
Well, he just said that he would veto it. You know what I mean? That he was just going to completely veto it.
With no really...
No real good...
Details or
no
what?
No good details or whatever. Okay. It was a campaign promise, and a lot of people took him at his word, and unfortunately, he then said he was going to veto, you know, anything that came across with the $100 million scholarship that was set aside for the poorest performing schools. I said, you know, with some of these special education things, I said, why aren't we using the intermediate units? They are the ones, we're paying them thousands of dollars. Why are we not utilizing them for the special occupational therapists and stuff like that? Because what was happening with the cyber schools, and it's a little bit of a story, a child would go to cyber school, and the school districts would be on the hook for it to pay, whether it be $8,000, $10,000, whatever their portion that they would receive. They would have to pay it. Well, till they got to the cyber school, they were now put on an IEP or special education, which that $8,000 that the school district received for that child, the bill would now go to $35,000+. And so that was monies that the school districts would have to be putting out. So there's two sides to the coin. We definitely need the money to follow the student, but we also need to rein in reform to protect our brick-and-mortar schools, that they're not going to be on the hook for things like this. Why aren't the charter schools utilizing our intermediate units?
When you're running for office, you probably get asked certain topics over and over, but did you find that the questions people are asking you, these aren't issues that really have been dealt with this year so far as like guns and so forth? This is stuff that maybe hasn't come up, that it's been, like I said, maybe just different from what you were expecting to be dealing with in the first 8 months.
Absolutely. In Harrisburg, it's a radical left. They are putting every kind of very liberal agenda before us to vote on. We are in the minority. We really need to get that House back in order to have any kind of foolproof safety proofs for whether it be Second Amendment, First Amendment, even mental health issues. You know, a lot of people are not falling for the CRT or the some of the very liberal agenda that they're pushing through to our students. My campaign promise was to protect the children. You know, if the government wants to take my kid, they can take the liability with them, too. If they're going to keep secrets from me, you know, at my school district in Tri-Valley, I had to sign a paper for my child to get an aspirin or a Tylenol. Now it's supposed to be appropriate for teachers to transgender children, give them medication to transgender them, and not even make the parents aware. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. They don't have to tell us what pronouns our children are identifying. You know, these are some mental health questions and issues that I think we really need to start saying, you know, keep your hands off our kids. You know, your job is to teach them. You know, it's not a anti-gay, it's not an anti-trans suggestion. These are just kind of things like our children fell behind the eight ball with this COVID responses being shut down. And I'm sure a lot of them do have some mental health issues because of it. And I think we start need to start bringing back a little more common sense to the school districts and say, concentrate on teaching them what you need to. It's important that we're not allowing the school districts to do the indoctrination. They're there for education. Their social agenda has no place in my child's education. So that's where I'm kind of standing on that. Okay.
Now, one other topic you and I had talked about on the phone before we sat down for this interview was the Constitution course that you sponsoring or brought to the area. Controversy there was that. Give us a little background there and tell us about the course itself.
The course itself is being presented by a friend of mine, Jonathan McLaughlin, who I went to one of his courses. He had invited me when I was on the campaign trail, and it was wonderful. It was engaging. It was wonderful. It's a history of our Constitution. It is presented as to what our forefathers intended our Constitution to be. It's kind of sad to think that it's not being taught in the schools, our Constitution, what it was intended for. People don't know the three branches of government. They don't know what the First Amendment protects. They don't realize what the Bill of Rights are, what our God-given rights were. They don't know what the amendments are. Our Constitution is being brought up constantly as far as they're going to take them out with the 25th. Nobody knows what that really means. Just that the 25th Amendment, I think, goes back to if the president is incapable of fulfilling his deeds as a president, that he can be removed. But these are just the different questions people have had. It was a campaign promise to several constituents that I would hold a Constitution class. And I'm staying true to my word. If somebody feels it's the Patriot Academy, they do have two different, they have Constitutional Live, and they also have a separate program which is church-oriented for your local churches that go in a little bit further and delve into, you know, our God-given rights. The program that I put on is for the layperson, you know, for anybody to come in off the street and understand the history behind the Constitution, where it was written, the people who wrote it. You know, everybody thinks, oh, it must have been a bunch of smart lawyers. Well, it wasn't. It was farmers. It was some of the poorest people, some of the wealthiest people with all different political views got together to write this, to come up with a floor plan for our Constitution. My constitutional rights are important to me. I believe for the 107th District, our constitutional rights should be important to them. And it's a program. I was pleasantly surprised that the weather didn't stop people from coming last night. And I was pleasantly surprised. We've had people accuse us of right-wing extremists. It's like, how can the Constitution, the history of the Constitution of the United States, be right-wing extremists?
Is that because of the presenter was concerned?
I don't know if it was Jonathan is one of the kindest, nicest, decent person I've ever met in his family. There's nothing radical about them. We are not right-wing extremists. They were saying the Proud Boys and stuff like that. It's like, oh, my heavens. You know, this, now they've taken it to another level. And, you know, I think that's kind of the liberal agenda. The first person was a judge and a lawyer to comment on the constitutional class, and I thought, it's okay for a liberal judge and lawyer to know the Constitution. Why wouldn't he want us to know the Constitution? Why wouldn't he want know general people to know what their rights are as individuals of this country? And that's upsetting to me, you know. And then spreading rumors like, you know, we should be gun-toting lunatics because we want to learn about the Constitution is just ridiculous.
Yeah. But you had taken the course and saw and wanted to bring it to people.
I was at one class. It was very, the particular class I went to was to say the Supreme Court has lifetime appointments. And it's not true. They can be impeached just like anybody else if they're not doing their job correctly. You know, but through the years, the interpretation, we've allowed the liberals to kind of interpret the different amendments just as they please. And, you know, I think it's good to have a class and a conversation about, well, where did you find that at? Because I'm not finding that in the Constitution I'm looking at.
But now, is that coming, is that continuing then for several
weeks? It's going to be for 6 weeks, yeah. Okay. Every Thursday from 6 to 8 up at the Northumberland Arts and Council.
Okay. Is that something you do again if it the turnout, which obviously you said it was good for the first one?
It was absolutely. Despite all the storms and stuff like that and 911 being down, I really thought we were going to, you know, have a handful of people. But, I mean, it was a packed house. I have had people from Schuylkill County said, will you bring a class like that down to Schuylkill County? I've also had requests because the person who was with his liberal agenda was saying they even have constitutional carry classes. Well, I've had requests for constitutional classes as well now, you know, for gun carrying and, you know, the difference between constitutional carry and concealed carry versus, you know, what our rights are and what they kind of should be. Sure. So, yeah, I've had lots of interest and lots of requests. Sometimes it's a little hard, but I think we had one person cancel because of what the article they read in the newspaper, and that's a shame.
Any other issues that you see coming up or would like to see coming up, that things that you want to see addressed in addition to what we've talked to? Any big ones, or are you being kept busy enough by everything else?
I'll tell you what, we're really, really, I'm busy in my community, and that's where I need to be, out with the people to find out what their concerns are. I mean, I could pick 10 topics that I'm concerned about, but I think it's more important that I listen to my constituents. That's what's really important, if they're having concerns. I know I was a big complainer and whiner to the PUC about our electric bills, you know, that fiasco. We did get an investigation out of that. Inadequate service with Frontier Communications, you know. We just had no internet service that was reliable. And so we're working on different things like with broadband and some of the different things in the community for the underserved and unserved communities of our area that we can work on infrastructure like that. Okay. That's going to be big and important to me to make sure that we do have the infrastructure to grow businesses. There are different businesses that refuse to come. We don't have a railroad coming through. We don't have the storage that we need to facilitate a larger building for a doctor's office. So there's lots of issues and always something on the agenda for things to look into to do. I'm very fortunate. In Schuylkill County, I've got Dave Argel to work with. In Northumberland County, I have Linda Culver to work with as senators. We have Dan Muser, who is a phone call away to help us with different issues and things that we need to look at. But, yeah, there's lots of issues. I just got on the health committee, so that should be interesting for me as a nurse in my background. As being pro-life, you know, we need to recognize there's always going to be abortions in our society, but we need to be putting forth humanity. I was very disappointed with Josh Shapiro not funding and canceling the contract with our alternatives, life alternative programs for young pregnant women as an alternative to abortions. So he kind of has proved himself to be not only not a pro-choice, because everybody should have a choice, but to be pro-abortion, you know, as the only alternative. Being on the health committee, hopefully we can bring up some topic of conversation. I know even Republicans don't want to pick up that and get into that dogfight. But I think it's a conversation we really need to have. You know, California is pushing things down our throat that you can basically 28 days after the child is born, you know, call it a whatever. It's gone too far. Late-term abortion is not something I would ever fall into my category of supporting, anything like that. And if you even ask the people on the other side of the fence who are screaming pro-choice, it's my body, it's my choice, 99.9% of those people don't agree with that either. That after 21 weeks, we find a child to be viable, even though very fragile. 24 weeks is a very viable child. So, you know, we really need to take a look at the science and see, you know, what are we agreeing to? Because some of this liberal agenda does not quash with probably 99% of my constituents.
And best way for people to keep in touch with what is going on in the state, you have a newsletter for your constituents?
I have an e-blast once a week. I've got emails. I'm available. The phone number on my cards is my cell phone number, so if people feel they need to contact me, there's lots of issues going on, and certainly I definitely want to hear from my constituents. But you know what? If it's a concern or even an opinion, I want to hear it, because that's how I'm going to be voting, you know, with my constituents. That's very important to me, that I see both sides of the fence here. I need to consider what's going to be the best for the majority of my constituents, and that's how I'm voting.
And that concludes today's WPGM Community Forum. We have been talking with Representative Joanne Stair about various issues facing the district and just about her first 8 months in this seat in Schuylkill and Northumberland counties. Representative Stair, we thank you for joining us, and we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.